Welcome to Bipolar Bicoastal. I'm Anna.
And I'm Maria.
We're twins living on opposite coasts.
Here to talk about navigating life while bipolar. Hi, Nana.
Hey.
How are you? Okay, hello. This is our first one, just the two of us in a few weeks.
So if it feels weird...
It's because it is.
Because it is, but we're excited.
Happy Mental Health Awareness Month.
Happy Mother's Day when we're recording, but not when you're listening. So happy Wednesday after Mother's Day to everyone.
Anna is...
It's a big day.
Big day. Anna is with our mom in D.C.
You're in L.A. without our mom.
Yep. We texted this morning. And I sent her flowers. Yeah. More accurately, I Venmo'd our older sister $20 for her to send her flowers.
Yeah. Yeah. We also have my... dog Polo in the recording studio today.
Well, pew pew pew.
He's being a bad boy.
Anna barking. Has a senior multi poo.
He is so cute.
When did you adopt him?
I adopted him in late January, early February of this year.
He's the cutest. I came back to visit Anna a few weeks ago. Anna and the rest of our family, I should say. And I spent the most time with Polo because everybody else was working at various points during the week.
He has
We are bonded. Anna says that when I talk on the phone to her and he can hear my voice, he gets happy.
It's true. I will, since you all asked, I will post a picture of him for the social media Instagram post of this week.
Yes! We'll get so many...
Somebody likes because you're so cute.
So many loops. You're so cute. Okay, yes, so May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and today Anna and I, we've been thinking about this a lot because we
You go.
We both use the word crazy all the time, and we couldn't think of other words for it, and we had ones, but they weren't great, and so now we just were like, let's do an episode on it, and then we'll have more, and so that's what we're doing.
So the episode topic is going to be... why we don't like the word crazy when it's used for things that are not yourself going through a mental illness episode, and what the history of it is, and also the etymology, as well as alternatives to using it. And this has just been like on our minds a lot because it's one of like those things that you don't think is going to affect you, and then you hear people say it at work on your trauma-informed hotline, and you're like, oh wow, like these people really, if they only knew what their coworker had gone through, they would not like them. Or it just feels innocuous, but it really isn't. Would it be considered a microaggression? At the very least, it's fucking rude, and it's like something that like is so ingrained and so ingratiated in our vocabulary, Maria and I included, like we should create like a swear jar for saying the word crazy.
We should. Maybe we'll tally up over this month to keep ourselves accountable.
And then donate it to like where? Project Let's or something.
What's Project Let's?
Oh, you know about them. It's like that, like well, they're on Instagram. I guess they're like an Instagram activist, but they do like trainings that like are like peer led, like people with mental illness being the ones to advocate for people with mental illness, like very lived experience.
All right, awesome. Okay, so that's what we're doing, and Anna is going to start off by telling us why she doesn't think that we should use the word crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Because it might seem like, oh, what's the big deal? Who cares? But it reveals itself as a slur when you start to think of what you're substituting the word for. So, for example, crazy for the word rude, or crazy for the word asshole, or crazy for the word irrational or unstable, or other really damaging behavior. For example, a guy telling you that you're... This is not a real example, but this is what I might...
Yeah, and Anna did a good job because she managed to put in two slurs into one example. Or almost three, so go ahead.
So my brain came up with that the guy was telling you that like you're a bitch for asking for your like his Wi-Fi password. That's not acting crazy. He's not being crazy when he does that. He's being an asshole. Like we're parts of different like Facebook groups. We mentioned this on like the 51. I know. I don't know where
like,
it came
how did
from.
You come up with that?
I don't know.
Like who hurt you?
I mean, a lot of people. If I, we could, yeah. An episode on who hurt me. Do you guys want to hear that? Just kidding.
Yeah. Rate and review if you all want to hear Anna explain. Leave a 5-star review if you want to hear Anna explaining who hurt her and why she's like this.
We'll bring on my therapist, Dr. Well, I won't say her name, but my great therapist. But yeah, like, we're in other Facebook groups that will, you know, we talked about this actually with the 51 First Dates people. There was, like, they have a Facebook group. It's a podcast about dating. And the people be like, oh my gosh, like, this guy said he loved me. And then we slept together. And then he stopped texting me. And everyone be like, that guy is so crazy. And it's like, no, that guy is being a dick. He's not being crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just not okay to just say it, even when we say it out of the context, the very specific context I mentioned of, like, talking about yourself during, like, a marriage episode or
because
something.
Because you can reclaim words, like, you know, so, but you can reclaim it for yourself. So I can call myself crazy when it's specifically relating to my mental illness, because other people have called me that, and it's, like, a form of, like making the word hurt less for me, and me being the one to use it, and, like, taking over the power of it. And you can do this with, like, any other slur. Like, I'm sure people have used it for like the S word, the SLUT word and stuff like that. So, but I wouldn't call somebody else an SLUT, and
yeah,
but I can call myself that because other people have called me that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There you go. Same with crazy.
Yeah. Oh, we should also talk about, at some point in this episode, how to, like, if someone says it in front of you, how to
respond.
Match them. Or respond, yeah.
But first, I'm going to define the word, because there's a lot of different definitions, and some of them we don't use anymore. So the definitions for crazy, as an adjective form, are mentally deranged / ill, especially as manifested in a wild or aggressive way. So that person who came out of the dark and attacked me is crazy. Huh?
But that's not a good way to
Okay. That's how it's used, yeah. Okay, and then there's extremely enthusiastic. Like, that girl is crazy excited about the new Wiggles movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then this one isn't really used that often, I don't think. But
like that's like crazy askew or something. It says of an angle appearing absurdly out of place or unlikely position. So, like, that couch is, like, crazy askew or something like that.
Yeah. And then the original use was, like, this is a fallen out of form, but, like, if a ship or a building was full of cracks or flaws, unsound or shaky, so that building that wasn't built properly is crazy. And then the other ones that are maybe less kind are, like, stupid or not reasonable, foolish, silly, annoyed / angry, and then the cool / exciting, which is a jazz usage in the 1920s. Like, look at that crazy cat. Look at him go.
That beat is crazy.
He's crazy, man. Yeah.
I will say, like, knowing the original definition, which is full of cracks or flaws, unsound or shaky, is referring to, like, a building or a ship. That is a bad thing.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you can't just say, like, you know, even though words change their meaning, that, like, place where it comes from can be very revealing, and I think that's a very revealing thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I wanted to go into it. And then there's an adverb, it's like extremely. So I think what I was saying before, like, crazy excited is actually,
I was gonna
say,
usage. That was the adverb.
So, like, extremely, so crazy. All right, excited.
Everyone,
then,
plus 1 point to Anna for not correcting Maria on the adjective versus adverb earlier and waiting for her to figure it out for herself. I think
that's growth.
Yeah, it's real growth.
And then a mentally deranged person, like, all of those people crazies. Who are walking out of the psych ward are crazies. Look at those crazies walking out of the psych ward.
Yeah.
Look at those two crazies with their podcast, thinking they could just podcast like that.
Can I just interject for a second? This is not going to be the most, sorry, this is an interjection, but for people who are like, oh, it's not that big a deal, I would love you to disclose to your family, friends, and workplace, if you have one, that you were in a psych ward for a week and then outpatient therapy for 2 weeks and are still not well. And I'm sure, you know, you would have some reservations about doing so because you'd be afraid of the discrimination and the change of their opinion of you that you would face afterwards. Like, it is, it's not a neutral term. It just isn't.
It's not. And that's why I wanted to go into this, because it's not neutral, and it's the way that it came about is also not neutral. So,
yeah. Oh, also, small interjection, sorry. But just us having this conversation is not, like, instead of having a conversation about different slurs, like, we're not saying this is any worse than other ones that happen or anything like that. It's just, that's just not our conversation to have on this podcast, because the podcast about bipolar disorder from two white ladies. So we could talk about bitch if people wanted.
Yeah, we could get bitch.
But this is, like, that's why we chose this term, is because it's the one that's most applicable to
totally
us in this podcast. Okay, sorry.
Okay, so obviously the word is crazy. It comes from the words craze and then plus Y. And so craze came into usage in the late 14th century. It comes from the Germanic word crazen, which means to shatter, crush, or break to pieces.
Hence the foundation thing.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, it's like, oh, you're a cracked person. You're damaged.
You're a broken person. Yeah. Yeah. I would challenge you to find one person with a bipolar diagnosis who has not, or who fits in, like, the other, like, list of mental illnesses that we get called crazy, who has not felt broken before. So.
Right in.
Because of the illness.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And so then, so other original senses of it, so people say, like, a crazy quilt pattern, and then in reference to cracking and pottery glazing, which makes sense. And I think those are more neutral uses, but maybe still just say, like, that pot.
Well, it can't be neutral anymore.
Right. Right. You're right. Okay.
Yeah. There's no neutral use for it anymore.
So, okay. So then when it started being used in terms of, like, mental illness, which is, like, to derange the intellect of or make insane. That was in the late 15th century. And it perhaps, because of the image of a cracked or broken things, or a transferred sense of to be diseased or deformed. And then the, like, verbiage, like, of becoming insane, like, going crazy, was by the 18th century. And, yeah, so...
The 19th century.
Yeah, the 19th century, sorry, the 1818. A mental breakdown by 1813, it was, like, extended to, like, mania, irrational fancy, or fad. Yeah, and then it's also been used in, like, a more general societal sense, like, something, like, shared by a number of persons, especially in society, for something particular, uncommon, peculiar, or curious. And that was around the turn of the 20th century. But yes, so there's a few reasons why it's bad. Number one is that it's ableist. And number two is that it's been used in, like, kind of a sexist way, which a lot of mental illness has been. And so I will now explain a short timeline of, like, ableism in regards to this word. So it was used for a slur for anyone out of the strict societal standard of mental health, which it still is. And I think in general, this is part of, like, a longer, larger conversation of, like, what behavior is considered, like, normal, and, like, our way of, like, using words like crazy to kind of, like, shame people who are behaving outside of a societal norm, or how, like, we would want them to behave, or people in power would want them to behave. And so prior to the 1600s, folks with mental illness were exclusively left to the care of their families, and there was absolutely no professional treatment options. But because there was so much stigma and shame, they are often abandoned in the streets, which still happens to this day. But mass asylums were created in the 1600s as a solution, but they were not compassionate or even helpful medical facilities. And so that's why we see crazy be coming to use in the 1600s. It's because of the creation of mass asylums. And that was like the language that was invented to talk about mental illness, but obviously it was used to stigmatize people with it, which and stigmatizing, especially in just in all cases, it's like violence because it leads to dehumanization. And so people
right.
who are being referred to like literally as a noun, like crazies, they're no longer people. And that you can see that with, you can like make that, extend that to like other slurs, especially like racial epithets, for example.
Yeah, and the other thing too is, like, yes, those mass asylums occurred in the 1600s, but we still have institutions where people are put when they're mentally ill. We yep. still have a lack of treatment in this society, and we also have people whose mental illness does not respond to treatment or who aren't able mm-hmm. to access mm-hmm. it, and they should be able to live their lives free of stigma and also free of, like Maria was saying, like you, Maria, were saying, violence. Like. Yep. If you want to hear more about our opinions on that, and they're not really opinions, like this is what happens, like you can listen to our episode on Walter Wallace Jr. But just to briefly summarize,
or our episode stop locking us up.
Yes, but just to briefly summarize, there are very, very real consequences still, and oftentimes those consequences are violence or death or houselessness or loss of employment, loss of relationships, loss of family, like all of those things. Loss of your ability to control your behavior, which is a really freaking scary thing, or like your thoughts, like that's scary. And mm-hmm. I'm trying to say, like, there's still very real consequences for having a brain that is crazy, and it's not okay to make light of it or to try to separate it from those very real consequences. It's not a neutral thing. It's something that has, you know, sometimes very good side effects, but that's but also societally a very, very negative stigma.
Totally. And it's also been used in a sexist way, which I knew in a sense, but I hadn't really thought about. So
right, because you always hear about like the crazy ex-girlfriend.
Totally. Yeah. So it's basically been used as a form of silencing for women. I'm going to use women here, but I think it could be like people of all genders who aren't like cis males, but just this particular context, it just is in reference to like cisgender women. So in the 19th century, hysteria was believed to be a legitimate female mental disorder, which I think people might have heard of. And Anne and I like weirdly watched an entire movie about it in high school called Hysteria, and it was
don't
about
like, watch it.
It's about vibrators essentially, which is
it
great.
Was- The pacing but of it just sucks.
So bad. Okay. And so it's a diagnosis that doctors would give to women who exhibited anything that could be perceived as unusual or difficult behavior, such as anxiety, strong sexual desire, literally
hating
anything.
Your husband.
Yeah, hating your husband, killing him. I'm just kidding. So there's like a 75-page list of possible manifestations at the time. And it was thought to be inherently female, so the word hysterical comes from the Latin hystericus, which means of the womb. So this was thought to be a condition exclusive to women and sent them into uncontrollably and neurotically insane owing to a dysfunction of the uterus, the removal of which is still called a hysterectomy.
Hysterical hysterectomy.
Yep. And so, yeah. And so then they go into, this is an article from the Huffington Post that Anna will link to, if you're curious about more of the
I'll
history.
Link to it in the non-Apple show notes.
Yeah.
Apple show notes, I only have 500 characters to play with, and there's just not enough room for it, but
yeah, go re-listen in Spotify if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like any other one except for Apple, yeah. Which is where I get my podcast, so I get it, but I just can't link to stuff there.
There's a weird thing on Apple where like they don't want you to have as much text in your description as other places
only
do.
Get like 500 characters. Yeah. So who knows why?
Who knows why?
That's so crazy that they do that.
And the wild. Okay. So I need the hysteria thing because of this movie, but also the word loony is also thought to stem from a type of insanity that only women were capable of, and that comes from the word lunacy, which is defined as a monthly periodic insanity believed to be triggered by the moon cycle, So, periods. And I hadn't heard of that before, and then it's like words like the loony bin and stuff like that. And then anyways, like, the PMS has been premenstrual. Anna, what's it? What's it called? Paramenstrual
syndrome.
Yeah. Where like, maybe someone's emotions are, like, kind of up and down or, like, out of whack before their period is, like, documented. But it's not, like, every single woman has it. And also, like, nothing... It would never justify them being, like, institutionalized, so...
And I could be wrong with this, but I just saw on Instagram today that the hormone that is causing those things is testosterone. So, not even...
Oh, my God. If I could understand hormones, like, would my life be
if that's
different?
Wrong, someone tell us. We'll issue a correction, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, I mean, actually, some of our listeners are sciencey people, but... I'm sure.
We're not.
Or not.
Because you hadn't figured it out.
But the usage of those words and the standardization of those words makes a polarization of, and again, like, gender is a literal, like,
made up thing,
and it's like a spectrum, and like, not, there's not like male female things, but in this article, so it's a polarization of like female and male mental states, with like men being associated with like rationality and straightforwardness and logic, and women with unpredictable emotions, outbursts, and madness. And the height of these hysteria diagnoses in America occurred in the late 1850s, was the very same time the women's rights movement started picking up speed. And so hysteria was like an answer to women like asking for things. And like, there's been so many high profile cases of people like men like getting their wives institutionalized for various reasons that were convenient to them.
Yeah, horrible.
Horrible. And yeah, and so, and then it's also used to like, so then you can, so thinking in your life, like people calling like other people crazy, like discounts all of their arguments. Maybe they're upset for like a specific reason, but if you call someone crazy, then like you can't do anything from there. There's like no way to like end or like make your points or end the argument. So I think it's
completely discredits you,
completely discredits you. And especially if you have a diagnosis with a mental illness that somebody else is aware of, then that can be used to weaponize against you. For example, I've mentioned this on the disclosing episode, and I'm sure on other episodes, but I was dating somebody, and he would call his ex bipolar or crazy, and I was like, did she, like, don't say that. Like, and then gotcha. Like, I was like, did she actually have, like, diagnosed bipolar disorder? And he was like, yes. I was like, meh. But still, like, you shouldn't use that against them.
But can you imagine? No, like, clearly, can you imagine, like, if one of your exes was like, oh, yeah, my, like, bipolar ex girlfriend? I would be livid. I would be so hurt. That is so hurtful.
It's so hurtful, and I will hunt you down if anyone is talking about Anna like that.
Yeah, same for me.
Unless you're saying my bipolar ex-girlfriend was literally like the most amazing thing that ever happened to me, and I've like, my life has been downhill ever since our relationship ended, and then it's,
and she's okay with me knowing,
yeah, with me disclosing to you. this woman that he was talking about probably didn't want anyone in the world to know about her bipolar disorder.
Certainly not in that context.
Certainly not. And he wasn't using it in a positive way. He was like, my bipolar ex, her emotions were up and down, essentially. Usually, and I was like, you're an infuriating person, so I can understand why someone's emotions would be up and down around you.
No, because usually in the sexist sense, like, usually it's used to, like, make very valid reactions to not okay behavior the problem, when in fact the behavior is a problem, not the reaction to it. The reaction to it is very acceptable and understandable.
And I would also, this article didn't go into it, but I would also like to say this is used in, like, a racial sense as well. So, like, the crazy, like, black woman and stuff like that, like, misogynoir is, like, it even further, like, is used to discredit people of color, and like, especially women of color, and trans and non-binary people of color. And I think it is so harmful, and I have stopped using it in those contexts, and like, never really did, But I still use it in other contexts, and like a lot. Like, I'll be like, oh, this show that I'm working on, it's crazy how the concept isn't like figured out, and we've been working on it for a while, but nothing is happening. You know, like, I'll use it in those contexts. And so Anna and I were like, let's try to think up other words, because I'll use like wild sometimes, or like nuts. And
but I would say I don't like nuts or bananas, or I'll say bonkers sometimes, which is not like, you're just replacing crazy with crazy when you do that. It's just like we saw with like loony and stuff like that. Like, it's just a different way of saying crazy. Like, you think that what's happening is bad for a certain reason, and you think crazy is bad, so you're substituting that out, or you think it's irrational or bizarre or whatever.
Yeah, actually, I'm gonna really quickly look up the etymology of nuts. So it's from 1846, from the slang of being nuts on, which is like very fond of, in 1785.
Like, I'm nuts about you.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, the crazy sense probably... Yeah, nuts about you. Exactly, Anna. And I guess, like, nuts were, like, a special treat. So now, like, they were like, oh, I'm not... Like,
they still are. Nuts are expensive.
Oh, it's so expensive. I don't even get me started on cashews. Anna, do not get me started on cashews.
Right, stop. Stop.
It is Sunday night.
I can't talk about cashews today. We'll be here for hours.
Anna and I one time went on a very harmful, bad diet. And we weren't allowed... Oh, this is so bad. Like...
Don't
years
say
ago,
what it is.
Dude, years never, ago. No one should ever go on a diet. They don't work it in. If they did, don't go on diets.
If you want to listen to our thoughts on weight and diet culture, you can listen to Emergency Session Weight Shaming. But also, here's a little summary right now. They're bad, and they just give you, like, really harmful thoughts around eating. And, spoiler alert, you can't give up eating. You can't stop eating.
Can't do it.
So it's not like other things like alcohol or drugs. You can't like go cold turkey on food. So to have an all or nothing attitude towards it, or good or bad foods, leads to you obsessing over it. All Maria and I thought about for a month was like,
I know
what our next meal was going to be, and when we could have it, and what it was, and how we could do it.
And we, for whatever reason, peanuts weren't okay to eat, but like other ones were, so we had to buy almond butter, which is so much more expensive.
I was living at home, but Maria had to do her own grocery shopping. Yeah,
yeah, and I sound like a Foodwell commercial right now, or like Everly Well, but which is like one of those like food sensitivity kids that, and Anne and I watch a lot of Hulu, so we're constantly getting the same exact commercials as each other. So, but anyways, nuts. I have irritable bowel syndrome, so nuts like fuck with my stomach.
Yeah,
and so I was just, like, in constant pain.
No, it was so bad. It was so bad.
Okay, but... So the crazy sense...
And you
sense...
couldn't, like... You were so tired, you couldn't move. So it was, like, you just substituted, like, movement for, like, thinking about, like, how to make bananas taste like...
Ice cream.
Pancakes. Ice cream, yeah, exactly. Don't do it.
Moment of silence for Anna during that month. Okay, so the crazy sense probably has been influenced by metaphoric application of nut to the head.
Nut
in
to
1846.
The head?
Yeah, like when you get like
a
squirrel with a nut on his head, which is like, boop, 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 like with the stars.
That sounds like something very different. Like a pearl necklace, perhaps.
Wait, what's a pearl necklace?
When someone nuts on your head.
I had never heard that term for it.
Oh, it's probably a very gross term, but...
I had heard the term facial.
Oh, yeah, that's the more common. I was trying to think of it, but I couldn't. I wish I had come up with it.
Oh, my God.
Don't kink shame, but yes.
No, but, like, how did we get there?
You said nut on the head.
No, I...
I didn't say it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, not to kink shame.
But to shame but us for putting this in our podcast.
So I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid. When I was looking this up, I literally didn't think of that sense of it.
You're not stupid. Hey, we're cutting that word out too, so.
Yeah.
As you guys will find out soon. Anyways.
You all will find out
as
soon.
As you all will find out
soon. Which is hard. Yeah, so nuts as a derisive retort is first came into usage in 1931. So
great.
And all of my etymology stuff is coming from Etme Online, and then double checked with another source.
Okay, so we asked y'all, what do you try to do instead of crazy? Do you have a problem with crazy? And, like, are there any other words that you like to? And so we got some. So
we got some responses.
And I didn't ask if we could use names, so I'm not going to. But thank you both so much. And next time I will ask if I can use names so I can, if you want, your name can be out there. So one person said, I say wild instead, which we do all the time too. Yeah. I don't like when people say OCD or insane or lame, although sometimes I catch myself saying crazy. And of course, I don't like when people use bipolar to describe anything. Yes, hard agree. And I will say, one of like my favorite coworkers, who is just such a thoughtful person, over the G-chat, I was like, oh, that's like not even thinking. I was like, actually, I have two stories about the word lame. Remember when we were in high school and there was a teacher who like heard us say it, and she like came out of her class and we didn't even know her, and she was like, that's so offensive.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, what do you want to like use a cane? Like, how, like, don't say that. And we were like, as there are so many times in my life where I'm like, Anna, just say thank you for someone telling you that you said something wrong. Don't be like, that's, why would they say that? I didn't mean anything by it. It's like,
yeah, defensiveness.
No one thinks you meant something by it. Just like take it. Like there was one time, and this is so bad, I don't even much say on the podcast, but my first year of college, because at the school I went to, we said first year instead of freshman, because that was a problem. So first year of college, this podcast doesn't end up on like Ben Shapiro being like cancel cult, like PC culture run amok, but which is not real. PC culture is not real.
Good.
But I said like, oh, this was this person like a chubby chaser, which is such a fucked up thing to
say.
So fucked. And like, yeah, 18-year-old Anna, fuck you for saying that and for thinking that. And it's all obviously like internalized like hatred of like fat phobia, whatever. But and it was bad. And I'm sorry, I regret it. But someone said, they were like, hey, we're listening. And it was a person like of size. And they're like, we're listening to you say this. And I'm trying to study for finals. And it sucks to like hear this shit. And I was like, why would they think I meant anything bad? Like, I'm allowed to say what I want. Like, why that? Like, just say thank you for the lesson.
I know. Thank you for being brave and vulnerable and sharing that story.
Oh, no, it's not brave. I mean, I shouldn't have said it. But then I will say I've learned. So in this past year, I went to the past 6 months, over like the G-chat at work, I just said something about something being lame. And one of my coworkers privately messaged me, which is really sweet. She took it from our general group chat to our private message and was like, hey, is that word okay? I don't really think it is. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're so right. It just like came out, and I went back to the general one and was like, I'm so sorry for saying that. Even though it was like 10 minutes later, everyone was like saying what? And I was like, I just shouldn't have said that. So you can always apologize and just catch yourself, which we'll talk more about in a second. But
yes,
other listener said what they like to do is use wild instead of crazy. So
as well, yeah.
Which is what we go to. And I've also been working on removing stupid and dumb from my vocab and swapping it with a fun one I saw on Twitter, unwise. Like, that sounds way funnier. Real fucking unwise of you to ... Which I think it's great. I think it sounds like a mafia thing, like a mob thing. Like,
real fucking unwise of you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fucking unwise of you to fuck with my
funny
wife.
Funny as a cloud, yeah.
Yeah.
That was real fucking, I think it sounds so fun, so.
Yeah. Normalize fucking more, using the word fucking.
You guys are way smarter than us. We had to look up a...
Wait, Anna, why don't you like bananas just to...
It's just a synonym for crazy.
Oh, I see, okay.
You know, it's like, anything's like a synonym for crazy. It's like, man.
Okay, cool.
It's like another way to say the exact same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like not more specific, it's just a more fun way of saying bipolar.
More colorful. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I looked up a list of words to use instead of crazy from the University of the Fraser Valley in Canada. Shout out to all of our Canadian listeners who probably didn't go there. And it actually had a list for like a bunch of things. So Anna's going to link everything. But I just kind of wanted to go through all of them because I was like...
They're all really good. I haven't thought of some of them, so.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll just start with bipolar. So instead of bipolar, One could say erratic, all over the place, unreasonable, back and forth, unstable.
And this is my point. You can't use, like, bipolar as a descriptor in a neutral way if what you actually meant was, like, erratic's not a good thing. All over the place is not a good thing. Unreasonable. And even when it is, like, that was, like, crazy cool, it's, like, it's still, like, an extreme, and that's not how you describe people.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's instead of lame, which Anna just mentioned.
Can I say why lame is bad? Because some people might not know. It's, like, it's references to people who have, like, physical handicaps often, like difficulty walking or things like that.
Yeah, people who are differently
like,
able.
With, like, a limp or, yeah.
So, yeah, you could say bad, awful, gross, uncool, which I like. You're like, that's so uncool, yeah.
Don't be all uncool. Yeah. Well, you can be like, cool, don't be all, that's a, don't be that's all, a like, Rahasa of New York reference, Luann de Lesseps. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening, Luann. We love your work. Uncool, cheesy, tacky, or corny. And I like those ones. Those are fun.
Yeah. And as y'all know, we have a lot of people in our life who have obsessive compulsive disorder. So instead of saying, and they've talked about it on the show too, if you want to go back and listen, they've all said, like, please don't say OCD for what do you mean. Meticulous, neat, picky, clean. I'll say neurotic, I think.
Tidy. Yeah. Organized.
Like, anal.
Anal. Because it's actually a thought disorder, and it's characterized by having intrusive thoughts. So,
and most people, a lot of people's OCD does not show up how you think it shows up, and even if it did, you don't have it. You can't use it. So,
yeah. And if you think that you might, this is all to say, like, if you think that you might have any of these disorders, you can go to a psychiatrist. Like, if you literally are like, I think I have OCD, that's different. God. Please.
Become one of us, then you can start using whatever term for yourself you want. So that's a good way of...
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, and then depressed, you could use upset, sad, blue, disappointed.
But Maria, why can't you just say depressed in those situations?
Because depression is a diagnosable mental illness. And as someone who has been sad, upset, blue, and disappointed, and then also depressed, I will just tell you that depression is a combination of symptoms that is quite debilitating and sometimes leads to suicide. So we probably shouldn't just use it when we mean I've been having a rough day.
Yes, I thank you.
At least that's my personal choice that I'm making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there's two different types of crazy. So crazy, insane, mental. I'll add mad. That's that list, meaning intense. Other words are intense, wild, awesome, very, really, amazing, fascinating, wicked, extremely, wicked, intense.
What are you trying to say?
Wicked. It's like,
that girl,
like,
was wicked into me.
She's a wicked hat.
Yeah.
Exactly. Pat the cat, wicked hat.
Yeah. I think we should all start saying wicked more often.
And we should all start doing really good Boston accents more often.
When would you use fascinating?
Her behavior was
fascinating. When she threw that apple core just off a bridge, that was fascinating. No.
Man, when I fixed you, dream girl. Why did she do that? She's so, like, different.
When that girl climbed up onto a rooftop.
Oh my God. Her behavior, she fascinates me.
Fascinating.
Y'all, and then you get to be, like, more truthful with what you're trying to say, too.
Yeah, it's more
just, like,
specific.
You get to, like, more specific and more, like, intentional with your language, which
and
is
more,
always
like,
a good thing.
And more, like, colorful and, like, your own unique style. Okay, and then there's
more
crazy
honest.
Or honest. And, yeah, don't be a coward. If you want to
call
someone...
Don't hide behind the term crazy. if you mean that girl is hot, say she's wicked.
Say she's wicked hot.
Not crazy hot. That's
say someone's awesome. Say something is...
Yeah.
Or awesome, hot.
Awe-inspiring.
Awe-inspiring. Okay, and then if you're using crazy, insane, and mental meaning absurd, that would be, like, unreasonable, absurd, obviously, outrageous, unacceptable, ridiculous, unreal, which I like using.
I love unreal.
Yeah.
That was unreal. That's so much more fun.
Yeah. Anna's rant just then was unreal.
Yeah, Maria's use of the term nuts on the head was absurd.
This podcast is outrageous.
This podcast is wicked on it. Oh, wait. Wicked ridiculous.
Sure, we'll take it.
And this last one I think is like the most important, most obviously makes the point that we're trying to make, which is like there's a reason why these terms are not okay to use. So like psycho, sociopath, psychotic. If you actually mean dangerous, menacing, threatening, evil, murdering, strange, criminal. Wow, if you were someone with a gun who encountered someone experiencing a psychotic episode and the associations you had in your head were dangerous, menacing, threatening, evil, murdering, strange, criminal, I wonder what would happen to that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there are so many examples, unfortunately, and rest in power to all of them, of people who are experiencing psychosis or mania or crazy or depression or whatever, being abused, being like having acts of violence committed against them,
abandoned,
being removed from their homes, like,
yep,
being killed by the police, by their partners, by their family, by strangers. Like, it happens. They are much more, we, us crazy people, are much more likely to be the victims of violence than the perpetrators. Now, is that to say that someone with a mental illness can never be violent? No. I was violent when I was mentally ill. I did hurt someone very badly. It was not a good thing. It was, in fact, unacceptable. But really, it was unacceptable and erratic and not okay. You can use not okay for crazy, too, if you want.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't mean that I, as a person, have those things. And
yeah,
that's something that I did when I was unwell, not who I am. So, or not what this illness is either.
Yeah. Anna and I also sometimes use the phrase, like, I wasn't in my right mind, or like, I was out of my right mind. Like, what do you think, Anna, about that?
I think it's right, because we're referring to when it happened.
Yeah.
Like you can use the term madness if you're actually referring to madness.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Did anyone say like things like manic?
Yeah, they don't.
That song, Manic Monday, canceled. Everyone go take your Manic Monday CDs and put them in a bonfire and then run them over with a bulldozer. And we'll have Manic Monday Derby instead of the other derby thing.
And then take a photo and then tag us in it.
Yeah, and then be like, hashtag wicked.
Hashtag reclaiming mania.
Hashtag
crazy. Hashtag girl. Panic fun day. Panic pun day. Panic pun day.
Should we do like a thing on our social media? We'll have to figure out what that means, but we could try to.
Okay, and then there's ones for stupid and spaz. Would you like to, should we do those ones too, Anna?
Yeah, and the R word.
And the R word.
You know what? Go back and pretend that we had just said like the L word and for
ones.
Some of these. Yeah, I apologize for that.
And same thing, it's dehumanizing. It was these words are used to dehumanize people who are differently abled. That's why we're talking about them. So, stupid in the R word, we could say frustrating, pointless, annoying, perplexing, irritating, obnoxious, confusing, foolish, and silly. And then spaz in the R word, we could use like silly, dorky, cheesy again, nonsensical, and illogical.
Yeah, you're so, that guy's cheesy.
Huh?
That guy's wicked cheesy. So corny. I would say corny.
When you fell down off that bridge, I keep using bridge. That was cheesy.
Yeah, you do.
When you fell down those stairs, that was really dorky. You can still use it in you can still use these words in a mean way.
Yeah, that person is such a dork. You can still bully people. That's still allowed.
You can still bully people. Yeah. That kid that I used to bully is really, really silly.
He's so silly. I will also say, I mean, that we could go on and on and on. Like, for example, we could talk about saying like the words like blind, or like when you don't mean that, or like, you know, using language that's inclusive of people who have visually impaired. The word dumb, like that's not appropriate. That's like, because that was used to describe people who were unable to speak, right, Mia?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just get more specific, just more creative with your insults. If someone referred to me instead of as their crazy ex-girlfriend, as their unreasonable
unwise
ex-girlfriend,
yeah,
I would be like, yeah, raise his hand. Like, that is exactly what I was when I dated you.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, you could, if you're talking about Anne and I specifically, you can just say, like, hot.
Yeah, hot.
Smart.
Words. Fascinating. Intense.
Fascinating.
Amazing. Babes, I think, is a good word for
babes
crazy.
Babes is a good one for it. And really good at podcasting.
and improv masters, as we've learned.
Yeah, we're great at that. So thank you for listening. And that's it.
That's the show. What we will say, though, is coming up, we have hit 10,000 downloads.
The next time Anne and I do a solo episode, which will be probably in a month or so. Because we still have a few more guests coming up. We're very excited about it, including a psychiatrist.
A lovely human being psychiatrist. She's wicked smart.
So because of that, we're going to be doing a Q&A episode. So you all can ask us questions and we'll
do our best to answer.
Yep. And hopefully some of our responses will be fascinating.
If you guys want us to get hot takes on something, please. All we have are opinions, really strong
ones. Oh, yeah, truly. Yeah, yeah, really strong opinions. Yeah, yeah.
You guys got a hot take on the movie Hysteria during this show. We stuck that in there.
Yeah, if you want to just ask, the question can be something like, how would you deal with my coworker calling me crazy? Or it could be, what are your thoughts on the movie Together?
Yes, I will say we did promise or Die Hard. Talk about what to do when someone uses ableist language in front of you. You can do a few things, and we'll talk more about this on a different episode, I'm thinking. But as a rule, depends on your relationship with them, but gently correct them, ask them what they actually meant, or make a joke out of it if any of those seem available to you.
And no need to disclose yourself.
We gave the one example of my coworker coming to me privately. I think it's a very kind thing. If you think that this person meant otherwise, to pull them aside instead of calling them from a group. If not, if you hate them, please, by all means, publicly embarrass them.
If they're tacky, you can embarrass them.
If they're tacky, please embarrass them. Just if you're in a group of people and someone says something like, that was so crazy how
you fucked up that spreadsheet. That spreadsheet was crazy.
That spreadsheet was crazy. Just be like, oh, did you perhaps mean instead that it looks erratic? I really don't like the term crazy because, be like, there are people in my family with mental illness, or I have people close to me who are mentally ill. I'm a big fan of lying if it helps get your point across in these kind of situations.
Yeah, I think you'd also be like, I don't think people use that word so much anymore.
Yeah, I don't think that's a term anymore. Y'all, at one point, my office tried to change it from bless you to sneeze acknowledged because the term bless you was offensive. So you will never be more absurd or ridiculous or unreal or unbelievable in what you're saying than that. So just...
And this was pre-COVID.
The bar is low.
Pre-COVID.
Way pre-COVID.
All right. So if you have questions, you can reach us a few different ways. You can email us at bipolarbycoastal@gmail.com. You can DM us on Instagram at bipolarbycoastal. You can also join our secret Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/bipolarbycoastalsecret.
Yes. If you think you're bipolar or you know you're bipolar, you can join us there.
And also, if you leave a review, Anna and I will we're going to be reading some of the reviews that people have already left on our next solo podcast.
In fact, we're going to do one right now, right?
Also, if you all have any stories about people using the word crazy or bipolar around you, please write in. And if you want us to read it on air, then just say in the email that you are cool with us reading it on air.
Yes, or if you have good ways of correcting people, etc.
Yes.
Oh, this one's so sweet.
Oh, also, if someone uses it in front of you, you can just send them a link to our podcast. Huh?
Yes.
This podcast episode, specifically.
Yeah, it's like, you might enjoy this podcast. No reason, bipolar, bicoastal, it's just a fun podcast. Nothing to do with why you called me bipolar earlier. Yep. Okay, this one's really sweet. Listening to Bipolar Bicoastal is like listening to friends talk, but with a focus on living life with bipolar. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel less alone, especially during this pandemic. I'm excited to hear what's to come in the rest of season 2. Aw, we are your friends, y'all. We could always use more friends.
Especially ones that aren't tacky.
One of us.
Friends. Do you have another one?
I have a bunch.
I like compliments.
Okay. I really like this one because it ends every sentence with a period, and the title of it is "So Fun," just "So Fun," but nothing.
So fun,
but everything they said, I'm like, oh my god, this is all I want people to think of when they listen to a podcast. So, the banter is really good.
So fun.
It's a podcast that will change the way you think of mental illness. Is
so fun.
Great listen.
So fun.
Know, all periods, but yeah.
You're so
there's
fun.
There's a lot of good ones. And also, thank you for everyone who has rate, subscribe, review. We have a lot of reviews compared to how many listens we have and ratings. And they're also like all 5 stars. So we really, really appreciate it. That means so much to us. It really
does.
Because
they help us get onto other people's podcasts.
It looks really good.
They help us get other people onto our podcast so we can make even more, we can get even more cool guests onto the show.
Or we could keep doing episodes where Marie and I try to think of synonyms.
Yeah, we could do more thinking episodes.
So that's y'all's choice. Either we could have us say cheesy, tacky, corny in a Boston accent, or we could have actually guests who have intelligent things to say.
Either way. Anna, what's your takeaway from this?
Oh, yeah. My takeaway is that I need to think very carefully about the language that I use, and it actually does affect people. And what really got me is, I don't think that often, but the word stupid, I use that without thinking, and I need to really be more mindful of that.
Amazing. My takeaway is maybe be a little bit kinder.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and also if someone does you the courtesy of correcting something that you did, consider it a courtesy if you can.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless they're
And cultural norms shift so quickly, it's okay that you're not caught up on things.
Yes, if anyone has corrections for what we did during this episode, please, please send them to us so we don't make the same harmful mistakes over and over. We already caught one.
We already caught one. When we were in high school, we used to say gay as a bad thing, as like a, like, that's so gay, like that's so tacky. And tacky's my favorite one. And now I am queer. So joke's on me.
That was bad that we did that.
Now I've reclaimed it.
Yeah.
By becoming gay, is that a thing that you can do?
I don't know. Okay. I was thinking earlier, I was like, everyone like fake mental illness now to say the word. No, they would never.
They would never. There's way too much stigma. Okay, well, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate you. And I love you, Nanners.
Love you.
Goodbye.
Bye. If you liked what you heard and want more, you can get at least 2 bonus episodes every month for just $5 by subscribing to our Patreon, patreon.com/bipolarbicoastal. Or you can email us any questions, comments, or concerns you might have at bipolarbicoastal@gmail.com.
Your emails are truly the highlight of our week. You can find us at facebook.com/bipolarbicoastal. Or on Instagram @bipolarbicoastal. Thank you to Mia Thoreau, who did our show art, Hannah Dorfman, who does our music, and Evie Davis, who did our portraits. Goodbye!
Goodbye!